it. He needs help. I'm Lisa Lacera, Fox News. Newly released 911 tapes show Nicholas Roski, the suspect in a plot to kill Supreme Court Justice Brett Kavanaugh, apparently gave up on his plan near the justice's Maryland home.
Fox has obtained that 911 call. In it, Roski tells the dispatcher that he flew from the West Coast because he'd had violent thoughts for a long time, and he came to the justice's home to act on them.
And you said you came from California. Do you know someone down here?
Brett Kavanaugh.
And what were you coming to there, just to hurt yourself and him, or what was going to happen?
Correct.
Roski said his firearm was in a black suitcase and zip-tied. He then came alone and that he wanted to be fully compliant with police. He also said that he needed psychiatric help. The Justice Department says he told detectives that he was upset about the school shooting in Uvalde, Texas, and the leak of the draft court decision overturning Roe v. Wade.
Fox's Rich Edson. Roski has been charged with attempted murder. His next court appearance is later this month. At the close of the Summit of the Americas, President Biden laid out his migration plan.
A common humanity demands that we care for our neighbors by working together.
The main pillars, as the president called them, stability and assistance, increasing pathways for legal migration, and implementing a more humane and coordinated border management system. Inflation reaching a 40-year high, with consumer prices surging 8.6% last month from 12 months earlier.
Meat prices is up 12.3%. Eggs are up 32.2%. Fish and seafood up 12.2%. Milk is up 15.9%. Fruits and vegetables up 8.2% year over year. Energy prices, we're paying almost 50%.
Edward Lawrence with Fox Business. The news on inflation sinking stocks. The Dow lost 880 points. The Nasdaq lost 414. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.
New York City making changes when it comes to masking kids.
New York City Mayor Eric Adams says starting Monday, masks will be optional for children between 2 and 4 years old who are in child care settings. He pointed to the steadily falling rates of COVID cases as the reason for the change, but says masks will still be available for any child or school staff member who wants one. Parents' reaction is mixed.
My son is just asking me why you don't have any more masks, why his older sister do not have any more masks.
It is welcome just because they never took very well to wearing the mask, but on the other hand, they probably could have waited a month before, till the vaccines came out.
The mandate was put in place in April due to higher case numbers. In New York City, Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
The U.S. government is buying more monkeypox vaccine as the international outbreak continues to grow. More than 1,300 cases have been detected in about 30 countries outside of Africa. Mortgage rates aren't the only housing costs going up.
Not only have mortgage rates spiked, the median monthly asking rent nationwide in May rose 15% from a year ago, reaching a record of over $2,000, according to Redfin. Consumers are being pushed into the rental market due to rising mortgage interest rates and higher home prices. While renting has become more expensive, it's potentially more attractive than buying a home this year, as mortgage payments have surpassed rents on many homes. The leading five cities with the fastest rising rents year over year Austin, Texas ranks tops with rents surging 48%, followed by Nashville, Tennessee, Seattle, Washington, Cincinnati, Ohio, and Miami, Florida.
Fox's Hillary Barsky. The Tony Awards are set for Sunday, and Jennifer Hudson has a shot at getting one. That would be the only honor she hasn't gotten. She was a producer for the show A Strange Loop. The show will feature a reunion of the original cast members of the 2007 musical Spring Awakening, which featured Lea Michele and Jonathan Groff. I'm Lisa Lacera. This is Fox News.
I'm Guy Benson. Join me weekdays at 3 p.m. Eastern as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and guests. Listen live on the Fox News app or get the free podcast at GuyBensonShow.com.